Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. Happy Independence Day, of course, tomorrow. Looks like we're going to be blessed in much of Wisconsin with glorious weather. Beautiful day out there today. Started out chilly around here, but just beautiful. And it's supposed to be that way pretty much through the entire long holiday weekend. So whatever you're doing, fireworks, celebration in your community, the community I used to live in and the community I now live in, well, the Green Bay area, but Sheboygan and the Green Bay area have two really top-flight Independence Day celebrations. They both do it very, very well. But so do a lot of other communities. So enjoy wherever you are. If you're going to be at the lake, be careful. If you're going to be driving, be careful. If you're going to light a fireworks, don't. Well, for the most part. Don't do it in my neighborhood, okay? I wasn't talking to you specifically, Mallory. Anybody out there. It's driving me nuts. They're going off. And no, you know what? I'm not the type of person that's going to call police on that. I'm just not. How the heck do you even know where it really, I never see it. I just hear it. Freaks the dog out. All right. Anyway, enough of that. President Obama's displeasure with gridlock in Washington and with Republicans he blames for it has been rising for months. This week it's boiled over. The Washington Post writing how he's now, darn it, those Republicans won't do things, I'm going to do it. Well, the reality is a recent poll shows that finally, Americans are blaming him for his own problems. Are Obama administration policies causing the current immigration crisis? Yes, 59%. Were the lost IRS emails part of an administration cover-up? Yes, 65%. No, 27%. Dig this one. Did Obama's troop withdrawal from Iraq in 2011 lead to current conflicts there? 56% yes, 41% no. You know what's stunning about this Investor's Business Daily survey? Is despite the best efforts of the mainstream media to deflect blame and criticism from the president, finally, a majority, and in some cases a fairly large majority, of Americans are seeing through this crap and realizing he is to blame for this stuff. That is heartening. What it also means, potentially, and I don't want to read too much into this, but potentially, it could be very good for Republicans in November. Here's why. If he's going to try to throw Republicans under the bus, it's all their fault. And a majority of Americans have seen through that, and that they know that Harry Reid is the real obstructionist in the Senate, and they know that this stuff is really Barack Obama's fault. If he keeps doing this, it will blow up on him in November if... And I'm amazed and gratified that through that media filter, a majority of Americans have still figured this out. If that's the case, go ahead and let him pile on. It's going to blow up in his face like a exploding cigar. So I'm doing show prep yesterday, and I stumble on something I actually thought was a spoof. I did. I thought this was a spoof. Burger King sells Gay Pride Whopper. Burger King has concocted yet another way to have it your way. A Gay Pride Burger. The Proud Whopper, as it's called, comes wrapped in a rainbow-colored wrapper with the inscription, "We are all the same inside." It is being sold through today at one Burger King restaurant on San Francisco's Market Street. Do you remember seeing Burger King on Market Street, Mallory, when we were there? We were on Market Street, weren't we? Yeah. That was just last year, right? Doesn't it seem like a long time ago? Seems more than a year ago. My daughter's producing the show today, if you're not aware. Burger King yesterday morning posted a two-minute video about the Proud Whopper on its YouTube channel. We have the audio from that two-minute video. I honestly, I thought this was a spoof. But no, this is, it's real. It's a Whopper like any other Whopper, but it comes in a rainbow wrapper. And inside, it says, we are all the same inside. Here's the audio from the two-minute video.
What do you think of Burger King introducing the Proud Whopper?
What?
So, like, it's a gay burger, or what is it?
I just don't really believe in the homosexual lifestyle.
I think it's cool. I think it's a cool idea. I think it's great.
Finally.
Yeah, it's about time.
Do gay people even eat fast food? Really?
What do you want?
What is the Proud Whopper?
I don't know.
You want to try the Proud Whopper? Would you like a Proud Whopper?
Huh?
Do you want to go with meat or without meat? Because we can go both ways.
Meat's my preference.
Meat's your preference.
It is.
Are they different?
Yeah, what is the difference?
I don't know.
Like, it really does taste different. You don't taste it?
I still taste the popper.
I think it's the meat. The meat tastes like more like sweeter. I don't know.
We are all the same inside. Is that it?
It's the same burger.
Everything's the same on the inside, but it's just the outside.
Oh my god, Emily, dude, she got it. Ah!
We're all the same inside. I like that. I like it too.
I cried in there because I was overwhelmed. A burger has never made me cry before.
you were totally crying.
Yeah, you were.
It makes me feel supported, it makes me feel proud, and it's just a burger, but I mean, it's baby steps the whole way.
We are all the same inside. I think this wrapper means that we all have the same rights.
All right, so that is the audio from the two-minute video that Burger King produced to, well, promote's not the right word because they're only, to celebrate the Gay Pride Whopper. See, I thought of that line. I thought of that line a friend sent. Yeah, I do remember the old slogan. I'm not going to repeat it. There's an old jingle they used to have about the Whopper. I'm not going to repeat it. It's that one that was in that email. I'm not going to do that. Here's a question I don't have an answer to. So, Burger King, one of their restaurants in America, in a city famous for a large gay population, San Francisco, sells a Gay Pride Whopper. What? Yeah, there was the Rainbow Oreos. It's, okay, it's not any different except in one regard. Why did they limit this to one restaurant in San Francisco, and then make such a big deal about it? They have a video on their corporate website. If they want to celebrate gay pride, why didn't they do it nationally? Why isn't this Whopper at every Burger King in America, or at least at every Burger King in San Francisco or California? Yeah, it was in conjunction with a big gay pride parade, but so what? Yeah, you're right, Mallory. It was in conjunction with that. But if they want to celebrate, if they want to use their signature hamburger, their signature sandwich, to celebrate gay pride, why do they only want to celebrate gay pride in one restaurant in America? Well, that's an interesting analogy. Mallory says it's a local It's a local thing, like the local Dairy Queen being the only one that does cheese curds. Well, yeah, but being gay isn't a regional thing, is it? Well, but gay pride is? No, that's my point. You either want, as a company, to show gay, but there are gay pride parades elsewhere in America. Not just in San Francisco. That's the most famous one. Okay, so by your logic, should McDonald's only do Shamrock Shakes for the St. Patty's Day Parade in New York, and only in New York? I'm doing that because I know she loves Shamrock. That'd be the same thing, wouldn't it? It'd be the same thing. McDonald's in Ireland. Yeah. Well, it sounds Irish. Actually, that's not Irish. McDonald's is not an Irish name. It's a Scottish. I think. Well, I find this an interesting question. Burger King is patting itself on the back for celebrating gay pride by having the gay burger, but only doing it at one restaurant in San Francisco. They either want to show their support for the gay community or they don't. They sell Whoppers all over America. My guess is a friend says only people in Frisco are stupid enough to fall for it. Well, I think he's on to something there. I think they're testing the waters. They don't want to alienate people, but they figure, well, if someone's offended by this, it's one restaurant in San Francisco. On the other hand, doing it in one restaurant in San Francisco doesn't really give you a gauge of how it's going to play in Peoria. I find the whole exercise very strange. All right, I didn't leave myself much time for this. I do want to get to the story that a judge on Wednesday ordered an examination of whether mental disease or defect will be an issue in trial for one of the two 12-year-olds charged with trying to kill a classmate in the Slender Man case. Don't have a lot of time, but I want to get into that in the time remaining. It's 10:48.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.